The grey thing clambering up that slender arm was a Vor, a member of the race of usurping symbiotes who were, with the Shintanil, ascending the levels of hyperspace, attacking all who stood in their way. Why am I seeing this? He thought. If this really is part of the Godhead's subconscious, then what does it mean? The Vor was placed on the prisoner's shoulder by the tall biped. Robert was assailed by a wave of nausea as he realized that it wasn't just the prisoner's hair that had been tugged aside moments ago, but a section of skull. The symbiote crawled out of sight under the hair, and the prisoner at first gasped and looked around wildly. Then suddenly he froze, face twitching, his eyes staring into midair. Unable to look away, Robert was sickened by his knowledge that the Vor was literally eating its way through its host's brain. Once the centres for personality and memory were consumed, the Vor would take control of its new vehicle. By now, the prisoner had slumped down, shoulders sagging, limbs jerking, his mouth drooling. The dog was a lifeless form laid out on the grass beside him. Then the prisoner was still for a moment before straightening, mouth wide in a bare-toothed grin, as the tall prisoner cut his bonds, eyes full of a cold intelligence. Robert had to watch the vile subjugation another three times before his turn came. The seven Vor approached him, led by the surgeon with his blade, while the last remaining dog glared hungrily. Fear choked his throat, filled his chest, and he tried to crawl away, but the dog leaped to block his path, slavering and snarling. Suddenly, the dog jerked as its head sprouted a brass-coloured spike adorned with three small stabiliser fins. Its open jaws let out a high, warbling sound before it pitched forward to spill blood on the ground. The other Vor crouched down, wary eyes scanning the surroundings for the source of the attack. The one nearest to Robert lunged in close to grab his leg and was about to drag him away when a second bolt struck the Vor in the back of the head, angled down. With a grating shriek, it sprawled on the ground, spasmed, and was still. The rest of the Vor scattered and ran. With an effort, Robert sat upright and watched their forms recede into the mists. And suddenly he realized that the rumbling was back, a low, continuous noise in the background. Then, closer, he heard a rapid, fluttery humming from above, with the sense that it was descending. Looking up, he was surprised to see the drone Rescuamantes slowing to hover a few feet above the ground. Yet the machine was markedly different from before. Although of the same basic clamshell design, its construction looked cruder, heavier, with strip-reinforced seams around the shell rims and surface panels. A short-barreled weapon protruded from the underside, presumably the source of the bolts. The most eye-catching change was the mode of propulsion. Three propellers jutting from the upper shell, while a side-mounted one acted as a stabiliser.
As you can see, the drone said, I have been altered. Hands, please.
Robert held them up, and a blade-tipped arm jutted out of a tiny hatch to neatly sever his bonds. The blade then came loose, fell to the ground, and the metal arm folded back inside.